All right, Bill. Well, it was 40 years ago, Munich, 1972.
It's forever going to be known as the tragedy of the Israeli athletes and coaches. They were murdered by what was called the Black September group. So obviously that marred the whole thing. Of course, the athletes are there to compete at all costs.
What was the feeling like after that?
Essentially, what happened, there was a huge timeout, you might say, in all competition. There was a memorial service in the Olympic Stadium. The spirit was obviously deflated. But like I say, the athletes trained for 4 or 8 years or more for that moment. So there was a bounce back. So there was, there was Munich was a great place to be. Can't say that it totally killed the spirit and the fun that was after the games.
Your son Will is rowing for the U.S. team right now in London.
Well, he basically followed everything that I did, but without any prodding whatsoever. He ended up wanting to row in college. Chose Northeastern University entirely on his own. Went to Northeastern, and then basically after he was done with a very successful collegiate experience. Decided to see how far he could go with it. And yes, he's in London at the moment. It's pretty amazing to see him excel at this level that we have today where everything is so much better and tougher to do.
But if we put you guys in a race next to each other in your primes, you could probably hang with him, couldn't you?
No way. No way. He's so superior to anything that I had done back then.